to the Torah Tibbetz audio listenership. I apologize. What you're about to hear is the first part of the show. I lost a very, very significant chunk. And when the program froze on me before saving. And I can't continue it now on Thursday. I will, Emir Tashem, continue on Sunday and upload it. I don't know what OU and what Arut Sheva will do, but it will be on Emir Tashem on ttidbits.com. Scroll down till you get to the audio. So it'll have this first piece of the show until hopefully I upgrade it, update it on either Motzoi Shabbat, probably not, or Sunday. So I'm sorry about that, especially that I spent a lot of time talking about the prayer of the Shla, parents' prayer for their children and grandchildren. And even though I don't have time to go into the whole thing again, I will recommend that you go onto Google, onto an internet search, put in prayer, parents' prayer art scroll. You will get a link to a free download in Hebrew and in English of a very beautiful and emotional prayer, which traditionally is recommended to be said on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is now, but it could be said any time. So whenever you are hearing these words, I recommend going, downloading the prayer. If your Hebrew is not up to scratch, look through the English and realize the beauty of the prayer and what a parent is asking for his children. So I'm going to have to sign off now with Shabbat Shalom. Chag Sameach, but hopefully I will update this before the Chag happens, Shavuot, and speak about Shavuot, add it to this piece, and maybe I'll take off this introduction so it won't be confusing. But if you're hearing these words now, you only have a partial show coming up. And I'm very, very sad and upset about it, and upset at the program, which froze on me. That's it. Vayidaber Adonai El Moshe Bimidbar Sinai Be'ohel Moed Be'echad Lachodesh Hasheni Bashana Hashenis Litzesam Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lemor. Interesting that last week there was a big fuss made about the opening of Bahar, Bechukotai, was a double setter, where it departed from the usual form of when God spoke to Moshe saying, by inserting Bahar Sinai, and God spoke to Moshe in Mount Sinai, on Mount Sinai, saying, here we have the same format, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, and Lemor is at the end of the verse, but it's a much bigger verse, with not just detail of location, more specific location, and the date. So it translates into English as, and God spoke to Moshe in the Sinai wilderness, in the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the Mishkan, on the first day of the month, the second month, in the second year of the Exodus, from Egypt, saying, take a census, etc. So just to plug this into time. And it's important because of the calendar as well. 7 weeks ago, we had Pesach. More than 7 weeks ago, the Torah reading was about the Exodus. I realize what I just said could be confusing. We have a mitzvot, a reality, that the calendar and the Torah readings are not usually matched. So back in the beginning of the book of Shemot, with Shemot, Vo'era, Bo, and Beshalach, we read in the weekly portions about the exodus from Egypt, about the slavery in Egypt, about the plagues, and about the exodus and the crossing of the sea. Later, only 7 weeks ago, almost, we had the holiday of Pesach, where the special Torah readings were taken from the primary texts in Vo'era, in Bo, and in Beshalach, and not Vo'era, Bo and Beshalach, so that a second time, this time matched with the calendar, we were reading about Yetziat Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt. Now we are approaching Shavuot, which is 7 weeks after Pesach, and calendar-wise, not Torah reading-wise, but calendar-wise, we are at that place of the Sinai experience coming up next Wednesday. But in Torah reading, it's not so. Way back in Parshat Yitro, we had the events of Shavuot. So if Bo had Yetziat Mitzrayim continued into Beshalach with the splitting of the sea and the song of the sea and the battle against Amalek and then the arrival at Sinai in Parshat Yitro and the receiving of the Torah, now calendar-wise we are up to the receiving of the Torah, but Parshat HaShavua-wise we are almost a year later, almost a year, that was spent at Har Sinai in the afterglow of receiving the Torah there, and only coming up now do the people get their marching orders to proceed towards the land of Israel. So the book of Bamidbar, because it's a little out of sequence with chapters that come later, need to focus us on the location, Midbar Sinai. Communication between God and Moshe was at the Mishkan. And the date, the first of Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the second year out of Egypt. That's the beginning. We'll get to more of that later.
OU Israel presents
to another issue of Torah Tidbits Audio. I'm your host, Phil Chernofsky, and this show is for Parshat Bamidbar, but really it'll be for the holiday of Shavuot, which is next Wednesday. Today, first availability recording and first availability of the show, Yom Chamishi, Thursday, the 29th day of Iyar, 77, corresponding to May 25, May 25th, and two significances to Kuf Tet, 29 of Iyar. Number one, the day after Yom Yerushalayim is known as Yom Chevron. In the Six-Day War, on the third day of the war, Jerusalem was reunited, captured and reunited. On the fourth day of the war, Hebron was returned to Jewish hands. And it's a much lower-key celebration, but not in Hebron. So that's today. The other significance of the date relates to the opening music and the song that I am about to play, and something that we will take a look at also. And that is the Tfilat Horim of the Shlah HaKadosh. Okay, let's try to do this organized. The Shlah, an abbreviation, a pen name, that stands for Shnei Luchot HaBrit, the two tablets of stone, was a person named Yeshayahu ben Avraham Horowitz. He was born in Prague around 1555 and died in 1630. His first teacher was his father, who was a follower of Rav Moshe Isserles. And I don't want to get through the rest of the biography. His most important work, the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, abbreviated Shlah, is an encyclopedic compilation of ritual, ethics, and mysticism. It's a very important work, especially for Hasidic, let's call it literature. And one of the things that a much broader part of the Jewish community has inherited from the Shlah is a prayer that he wrote to be recited. Here, I'll read it this way. The Shlah HaKadosh writes, "It is particularly important to pray for good and upright children and grandchildren. While praying for this, one should also ask God to provide them with all their needs and to send them their life's mate. I believe that the most appropriate time," says the Shlah, "to recite this prayer is on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan," that's today, "for that is the month, Sivan, when Hashem gave us his Torah, and when we began to be called his children. I would add that this prayer is appropriate at any time of the year, but it is recommended for Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as the Shlah wrote. Do not hesitate to say it, even if Sivan has already begun," which, if you're listening to this show, not on the day that I'm recording it, applies to you. And you could find the prayer at the OU website, ou.org, and you could find it in English translation as well. I'll just cull it in English, or if that's the right word. It starts, "Atahu Hashem Elokeinu, you are our God, and you were God until the world was created, and you are our God from creation of the world. From world to world, you are the God, and you created in your world using the Holy Torah, and based on a drash of the word Bereshit, Bishvil Torah, Uvishvil Yisrael. The world was created for the sake of Torah and for the sake of Israel. Kihem Amcha, because Israel is your nation, V'nachalastcha, and your heritage, not really, Asher Bacharta Bahem Mikol Haomot, that you chose from all the nations, and you gave them your holy Torah, and you brought them close to your great name.
Zakeini ligadel banim uvnei vanim chachomim unevoinim Oy Yaveh Hashem Yirei Elokim Anshei Emes Zera Kodesh Vahashem Dveikim ברחוב.